Hello, and this is the Watson Weekend. I'm Rick Watson.
I'm Jessica Lisewski, already stress wrapping my Q4 predictions with shaky optimism and a broken tit dispenser. How about you, Rick?
Hey, don't forget. I mean, was I really that bad? Was I that bad last week? I mean, I'm back.
Look, you are back. We're going to let you guys both redeem yourself in a Jeopardy part deux. Just like Die Hard, it might be better than the first, but we'll see, you know? We're going to see what happens.
I'm going to try to redeem myself this week. I'm really feeling my performance. I'm excited about some new categories.
That's right. Yep. I mean, and you know,
yeah, I definitely want to redeem myself. That was not my best foot forward. So
yeah, well, we're keeping score this time, so it's even going to be more evident if you're bad. So I would recommend you shake up your A game, bring it, and we're going to get into the show. So Rick, who brings us this fine program?
Yes, thank you to our great sponsor, Rithm, because in commerce, every second counts. Rithm connects every channel with AI, automation, and insights so brands can grow profitably. Learn more at rithm.com. That's RITHUM.com.
All right.
That's it.
Well, you know, we're not going to have a show next week because it's Thanksgiving. So We did think we wanted to bring Jeopardy to the stage once more. Rick and Nick did do so poorly last time. We're not going to talk about it. We are going to let them redeem themselves. But before we get into that, we're going to call in and we head to the headline hangover. We're going to call an audible on the show. We're going to bring Kelly in shortly after. So he's going to come and talk to us about some new announcements that are happening in the world of e-commerce. So let's hit headline hangover and then we'll bring Kelly in.
As a reminder, our headline hangover, the people that are guessing have not seen these headlines. And so We're going to guess the blacked out answer if you're watching on YouTube or LinkedIn. Our first headline is Levi's picks Microsoft to deploy what?
Is it agentic commerce?
I was going to say AI.
Does Nick have an answer? Super agent. I think you're both right. Yeah,
I think you get it. You said agentic commerce, which is akin to super agent.
Yeah.
It's like the sister, right?
Yeah. I think, look, this is something that every company is doing, which is this is not about necessarily the consumer. This is about how they're working internally. And so if you think about sort of the linear process, and we've had a lot of discussions recently, Nick, about the fashion calendar. Sometimes fashion calendars could be 12 months. Some of them, they can be 15 months. AI can help teams work together more collaboratively at every stage of the process. And how can we think more about we and us building this together in parallel rather than sort of like a waterfall linear process?
For sure. I mean, I think stitching together is so important. When you think about the human element of communication and distraction and diversion, hours equal days, equal weeks, equal months. And as we've looked at a lot of process and process improvement and efficiency and time zones, AI doesn't have any of that. So I think that internal utilization to really benefit is super smart. So
yeah, we'll see if this will be the hero on the cape that we all hope it will be.
Yeah, no, makes sense.
Lowe's, my turn.
All right, yeah.
All right, you're up.
So, okay, ready guys? Lowe's builds out 8.8 billion wholesale play as blank slows.
8.8 billion wholesale play as commerce slows, growth slows,
DTC slows,
DIY.
Yep. DIY slows.
DIY.
Another D, three letter acronym. Yeah, DIY is slowing. What's happening there, Nick?
I mean, I think that DIY was like a headline pun intended, of the pandemic, right? Everyone was the COVID home
era,
right? Everyone was doing their own projects. And I think that it's definitely taking a hit, especially as the cost of raw materials, the cost of everything really at this point is rising. I think that read an article about the evisceration of the middle class based on inflation elevation over the last 5 years. And I think this is something that definitely is reflected as people go out, buy homes and improve them. And so I think this is a symptom and a product rather of what we're seeing on a more macroeconomic level.
Yeah. It's so true.
Yeah. So what's happening here? They're leaning into the pros market, and a lot of these distributors and service providers are buying inventory from Lowe's up front.
Yeah, I think that it's basically like we're freezing, right? I think that we're freezing, which ripples through, and as a result, we're seeing a slowdown at Lowe's in that. You know, people aren't buying retail. What happens? They don't buy at wholesale. What happens at wholesale? The makers, the manufacturers, and then it goes all the way back to the raw materials. So this is not a good sign as we head towards a very critical period.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, in good signs, there's no slowing down with Whatnot, as they looks like all of blank per chief product officer, Tom Verrilli.
Whatnot looks like all of
what?
Commerce?
It's going to be so easy. Yes, yes. I will give that to you, Mr. Watson.
Yeah.
So Whatnot, the live streaming app that started with Pokemon and Funko Pops and probably some Labubus thrown in there. It's now really the blueprint for the next era of e-commerce. If you're not familiar with Whatnot, if you have a 13-year-old, I'm sure you will be. This is the place that's like a live shopping app meets eBay, meets just all the things that you would want if you're trading cards or trying to score a great deal. They do more than $6 billion, though, in GMV, you guys. Wow. They're in countries. They are in more than just trading cards. They're in 140 categories. Last week alone, people watched 20 million minutes of live shows.
Wow.
Just to put that into like some human terms for you guys, one episode of Friends is 22 minutes. 20 million minutes is the equivalent of 909,000 episodes of Friends. So that's like you guys watching it, 32,000 times. So that's not really engagement here. We're talking about it's religion. People are really into Whatnot. But they've skipped all the legacy tech debt. They sprinted straight into the AI era.
Yeah.
They're rolling out tools like a snap list where sellers create listings with a single photo in under 5 seconds. They've automated shipping tools that handle all the boring back end that nobody wants to deal with. And really what their strategy is like make it so fast to get inventory live. It's frictionless. It lets creators do their thing. You know, they're really personas at this point.
Yeah.
So selling all the things that, you know, you guys want to buy. So
I used to say that, maybe eBay should buy this company. But I actually flipped my thinking the last few years.
They should buy eBay. Yeah.
And there's two really interesting things. One that you mentioned, right? One is tech debt. So important not to have it. It's so inhibiting. And it's such an opportunity cost and a working capital deployment towards growth. And two is better done than perfect.
Yeah.
Right? I think that these guys have clearly tested, learned, failed, evolved. And as a result, we are seeing probably a glimmer into the future of commerce.
Yeah. Did Watson win the hangover?
Sadly. It may have never happened.
This is commemorative.
Right.
We're gonna get you a little plaque on this day. Rick won Headline Hangover.
It's so rare.
Good job.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Feel good. You're going to sleep really good tonight.
It feels so good. I love you guys.
Oh, I know. I'm so happy for you. It's so great. Okay. So we do need to get back to
crossing over into patronizing. Crossing over.
Oh, was that a little too hard for you? Okay. I'll bring it. Oh, we'll get back. I really am proud of you, friend. Okay. So just getting back to really, we do have an exciting guest. We have Kelly Ghosh here, who is going to talk to us about the launch of OnX, the Order Network Exchange standard, along with Commerce Operations Foundation. It's really pretty amazing what's being accomplished here. I think it's over 60 partners live, a trillion of GMV. So we're really excited. And without ado, further ado, I'm going to bring Kelly on to have you guys share. I'm going to bow out of this one so you guys can geek it out and talk through it. And just get, I mean, it really is impressive and exciting. And then we'll be back at the party and Kelly's going to join because somebody's got to, you know, up level this thing.
So, yay. Yeah.
All right.
Welcome, Kelly.
Is she calling all
hello,
of us?
Hello.
Is she calling all of us geeks?
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, we're in good company okay with Kelly.
I think we failed in our mission if she thinks that this is not applicable to her.
Right. Exactly. Kelly, welcome. Kelly is a president of Pipe 17 and a commerce and APIs, microservices, kind of going back a long time. I won't mention how old we are, all are in person here. But welcome, Kelly.
Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Awesome. So let's get right into it. You and, you know, Pipe 17 being one of the founding members launched really two things this year. One is a new foundation that is the owner of a set of standards and patents. And the other is just Order Network Exchange standard itself, as well as all the partners and ecosystems that are part of this. So unpacked, like, where did this come from? And how did we get here and what's next?
Yeah, so, you know, this is my first time in the order management space. I've always spent my career in the order capture side of the house. And forever, my view of the world was, yeah, you know, we captured the order, not my problem anymore. And it turns out it actually is a, you know, there's a big world here, which it's I important figured there would be. But, you know, it was a bit of an eye-opening experience working with logistics providers and freight forwarders and, you know, TMS providers. Like, it's just a big, wide world back here. And I was pretty oblivious to the whole thing, to be honest. But it's been a great experience.
Right.
And, you know, what I found was there's no concept of, like, a network or a standard or an exchange or anything to make the communication between these different systems possible, right? And we have agentic heads now, which is great. But agentic heads are really piggybacking on the commerce platforms. Right. We have marketplaces, we have social, we have a lot more selling channels than we ever used to have before. And we also see a lot more fulfillment partners as well. So folks are having multiple 3PLs, multiple owned warehouses. You know, Amazon has really ruined customer expectations here. And even between the OMS and say a 3PL, there's no standard for how to do that. You know, we joke internally, you know, some of our 3PL partners basically use carrier pigeons, you know, to transport data back and forth. It's ridiculous. So, you know, joining Pipe 17 a year ago and looking at the landscape, I just thought, wow, how ridiculous is this? And if you look at other industries, we have standardization. We have barcodes. We have Swift and ACH for moving money around. You know, we have RFID tags. You know, we have NFC. Like, standards make the world go round, except for the big wide world of logistics. It's ridiculous on so many levels.
Yeah. So obviously, a lot of 3PLs use EDI, but every channel has its own standard and API for how to interact with them, and we're left with this sort of spaghetti, a point to point. Why don't we start with the foundation itself and work our way forward? What's that all about?
Sure. So the Commerce Operations Foundation has one purpose, and that is to oversee the Order Network Exchange standard. So we've got two layers here. We've got the standard, and the standard sits on top of order management systems, warehouse management systems, third-party logistics providers, basically anybody in the fulfillment space. And that uses MCP. We'll get to that in a minute. But, you know, basically, it's a standard, right? Mm-hmm. And all standards require vendor a neutral oversight. They require steering. They require, you know, that somebody owns the IP, right? And we have the Linux Foundation, which owns Linux, of course. We have the Cloud Native Computing Foundation, which owns Kubernetes. We have standards, right? Standards bodies exist. And the Commerce Operations Foundation is that for the Order Network Exchange.
Got it. And so the foundation is like, who's in charge of that? how is it governed, and what's the plan to use it to evolve the standard going forward?
Sure. So we have a 9-member board. I have appointed myself a benevolent dictator for a year, just like I did with the Mock Alliance, and ran that and got that started. I have no intention of running this long term. I think these organizations require professionals to come in and really, you know, own and run. And I like to start things. You know, I was joking with an old colleague, you know, you go back to like medieval times, there are two types of people, right? There's the people running in with, you know, hatchets trying to overthrow government. And then there are the people who try to make the water flow for all the residents. But I'm very much the, you know, the guy storming the castle, right? That's me. I'm not the, you know, let's figure out how to make sure that all the citizenry has clean water, you know, for 10 years yeah. after.
Which is ironic because water flows through pipes, as we all know.
Sorry, I lost you there for a second.
You're probably better for it.
It's not good for it.
Sorry, I lost you there for just a second. Anyway, so we have a 9-member management board. I'm president of that board for the first year. On the board, I have the CTO of Manhattan Associates, which is a very big order management system vendor. I have the program director for IBM Sterling. I have the CEO of Kibo. I've got a couple of solid brands on. So as a 9-member board, we're actually owning, running, governing it. It is incorporated as a 501c6 nonprofit. It's a business league. And that allows us as vendors to come together and advocate for a shared cause, which in our interest is the Order Network Exchange. And then underneath the board, we have a vendor advisory board. So that's where we have the majority of the membership. So it's a 62-member organization at this point. We're announcing a few more on Monday. Pretty exciting names.
Nice.
And then we have industry advisory board, and that's for folks on the brand side who are participating. And then we have a technical steering committee, and that's the organization that actually governs and moves the standard forward.
Got it. No, that's interesting. So the board is shepherding kind of the whole organization. You have this sort of founding members that are on the board initially, and then the kind of the brand side and the different vendors. Super interesting. The standard itself, this is not it's not a runtime. You meaning like it's not something that infrastructure that's running. Every vendor that wants to participate in the standard is implementing their own implementation of the standard. Is that right?
Right. So what made this all possible is Model Context Protocol.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. Like what, let's talk about how MCP changes the game, because it seems like that's a really big step.
It's a really big step. So MCP is on the 25th of November, it will be 1 year old. Wow. You know, we talk about moving fast in the age of AI. I mean, this is really moving fast. And what it is, Anthropic came out with it, and it has widely now been adopted, and it's really basically the only standard used for this. But it allows you to connect AI, right? So think of your ChatGPT or your Claude or your Perplexity. It allows you to connect that back to any resource in the back end in a standardized fashion. And a resource could be something like your Gmail, your calendar, of course. It can also be a SaaS application, like an order management system, for example. And what it does is it allows you to bridge that. So in your ChatGPT, if you connect up your order management system, you can say, how many orders have been placed in the past 24 hours? You know, how many pairs of pink socks have been purchased, right? And what it does then is it figures out which tool to call, and MCP has tools and resources. And a tool is a verb, right? It's something that you do. And there you're trying to retrieve an order. Maybe you're capturing an order, you're holding an order, you're doing something with an order, right? Verb, action, or a resource. And a resource is a static thing. It's a noun. So it could be a product. It could be an order, right? It's some piece of information that you're trying to retrieve. And MCP makes it really easy to go from a human query, like, you know, what is my top selling product for the year versus having to call a specific API and knowing how to call that API and getting all the data in the perfectly correct format. You know, MCP is, you know, almost an evolved API, basically. Really, really enabling technology. And we have Pipe 17 hooked up to MCP. And we have a ton of customers using it, and it really simplifies operations. And what it does is it connects that, I mean, literally $1 trillion have been invested in AI and infrastructure and hardware and software, right? That $1 trillion world of AI, you can now plug that into the big world of order management and fulfillment and, you know, that whole space. The Order Network Exchange just defines a list of tools, resources, and then we as vendors all commit to implement it on our own. And then we're all exposing the same tools and resources up. And what that gives you is interoperability, because now you can go from an agentic head and query directly the inventory level via a 3PL, for example. Or you can go from a commerce platform and hit an order management system. And now you don't have to weld those two systems together. Mm-hmm. So you get a lot of interoperability between these systems. And you also get a layering effect where order management systems can now much more easily communicate with downstream systems. So it's multiple levels of layering.
Yeah, I think it's super interesting. One of the things I think about with the LLMs in particular is sort of like the non-deterministic nature. And if I can think of one piece of information in retail that I definitely want to be deterministic, it's the how much inventory I have on hand. So right. Can you sort of like square this for me? How are there any concerns or other governing systems for how people should implement the standard so that there aren't surprises or, you know, you say hallucinations or things like that.
Well, so we're dealing with very, very structured data here, both inputs to the tools and what we as vendors are providing. And, you know, if the inventory count is 33, right, that 33 is going to get passed back deterministically. Where AI has many more problems is like, you know, name the, you know, one individual most responsible for starting World War I, right? Right. It's more of those types of questions where, you know, there's a lot of nuance involved and questions and thoughts. And I'm sure there are some historians here panicking right now that I, you know, can't name one. But I'm saying, you know, we're talking dates and math and, right? That is very, very deterministic in the world of AI. You can also tune as you wish the level of, you know, facts versus, questioning. There's a fuzziness indicator there that you can select. There's a dial and you can make it very, very, very factual. But look, MCP is enabling this. We wouldn't be able to do this without MCP. You know, I always think of MCP as the, you know, how we do it. And agentic commerce is kind of the catalyst for why now we should do this.
Got it. No, that's great. I mean, this has been, I think, a great overview to the standard. What's next? If people want to learn more, where should they go to find out more information about it?
Sure. CommerceOpsFoundation.org is the website. And what we're doing is standardizing, finishing the standard right now. And we're going to finish that. The target date is January 1st. And by January 1st, we'll have a full standard out. I would say we're probably 90% there right now, but we're getting together as a tech steering committee and really ironing out the final details. And then as of January 1st, that's basically the, you know, the date that everybody can then take the standard and go implement it. And I've talked to all the members and said, hey, you know, for your Q1 product roadmaps, make sure you spend time to do this. Everybody has MCP on the roadmap anyway. So pretty straightforward. Folks are picking this up in Q1 then and implementing it. And the goal is by Q1, Q2-ish, that we have, you know, hundreds of customers live with us. And what's great is, look, you know, between us at Pipe 17 and Manhattan and Sterling and Kibo and Fluent and Fulfillment Tools, and I mean, I think I have every single OMS in the latest MQ and Wave included in this. We collectively have tens of thousands of customers. We're implementing this, our tens of thousands of customers will then get it just magically for free as part of using these products. And that's how you get adoption. And that's how you lock this up as being, you know, the dominant standard. And also, surprisingly, I don't know how this is possible, but I haven't heard of anybody else doing this. Yeah. So we've got a pretty strong head start here. And I think we're off to a good start.
That's so great.
Awesome. I mean, I think when you are able to get so many competitors to cooperate and sit around the table to develop something that's mutually beneficial, it sends a huge signal to the industry about how valid and important this is. So my hat is off to you. Big dream, but a big need, and awesome.
Yeah. Appreciate that. But look, it's just needed. Look, it is absolutely needed for the health of this space. And order management systems are, you know, often not getting implemented because they're so difficult to get implemented, right? There's a ton of work and friction there. You know, nobody picks up an OMS replatform project, you know, and is excited about it. Right. Yeah. But this makes it a lot easier to swap in and out OMSs. Now it makes us as vendors a lot more swappable. And that's a great thing. It also allows real agentic commerce. And again, historically, we just haven't had a play. You know, how are you going to connect up an AI head like a ChatGPT back to an order management system? Like, you just can't do it, right? The only way you do it is a webhook, and it gets pretty hacky pretty quick. And this is just native MCP. Now you go from an AI head all the way back, you know, cutting out all those middle layers directly back to a 3PL or WMS.
Yeah.
So you get it, I mean, straight from the green screen up to an AI head, you're getting the absolute, you know, ground truth data on this. That's great, again. We haven't had, because it goes from the WMS to the OMS to the commerce platform to the, right? And now this is just a much more direct solution.
No, that's great. I mean, I think we're going to wrap this now. I think all the geeks have gotten all the geekiness out of it. We're going to have some fun. We're going to bring Jess back in. We're going to play.
We're going to play Jim Party. Yes. Yes. Kelly, so glad you can stay on for this. And again, congrats to what you built. It is a big undertaking and really impressive and excited for what's to come. So with Jim Party, since you are new to this part of the program, Kelly, it's really not that hard, but took these guys a little bit to figure it out. It is kind of like the other show, but not really, because we've taken the retail spin on it. The categories today are Chapter 11, Did Toby Really Say This?, Sam Offsuit, M&A, New Kids on the Block, but so not good. The ones you know. This is the e-commerce style of it, and these are easy pictures. It's kind of like in Saturday Night Live, the Saturday Night Live version, where it's like, this is a word you can say. So here's how we're going to play this. You guys start off. Kelly, since you're the guest, we're going to let you go first. you just pick, peruse around the board. Tell us what you're feeling. I'll call the question. You can give us the answer. And it is in the what is style or who is. So okay. I'm going to give you a pass on that today. So here we go. All right, let's roll it. Start us off, Kelly.
I'll take Did Toby Really Say That for 200. Let's start easy.
Okay. All right. And in this style, you just need to say what is true or what is false. All right.
Pretty sure I'm typing more in an AI models window than into. I'm going to say that's true. What is true?
Yes. Ding ding.
Yes.
Already got some points on the board. Starting out strong. All right. Give us another one.
Nice and easy.
You can pick
what do you next, got next, Kelly. Challenge right. us.
Just keep going.
Yeah, all go right. for it.
Chapter 11, 600.
Chapter 11, 600. Okay. So Michaels bought this craft retailer's IP and other handbag essentials. They shuttered it. Yes.
What is Joanne?
Yes. Yes. You could also say, who is Joanne?
Yes.
Yes. I mean, I feel like. You are correct, my friend.
I told you guys that I was going to rock out on chapter 11.
So. That is your jam. You've been reporting on those for quite a while. Yes, yes. Joanne's, unfortunately, was.
I've lived it. I've helped it. I've reported on it. So, all right.
Here in Wisconsin, I'll tell you that.
That's right. All right.
So, all right, let's keep rolling with chapter 11 for 200, okay. Please, Jess.
Yep. All right. Here we go. So, Retail Dive predicted this headwind on January 7th.
What is inflation?
Rick.
What is tariffs?
Oh, no. I'll go to you, Kelly. But that you had the wrong answer, but I'm going to give you a do-over.
What is inflation for me?
No, sorry. The answer we were looking for is what are store closures?
Yes.
All right.
I'm going to keep going with chapter 11 for 400.
Okay. All right. Here we go. They moved from a bold new chapter in 2024 to closing 66 non-go forward with 2A's stores in January 2025.
Who is Macy's?
Yes, friend. Yes. Yes.
Good job, man.
Way to go. All right. You're awesome. Now on the board. You got some points,
Rick. I think we're going to get some pressure to go to like another
category. We're going to crush this. We're going to go. I can't tell where we are. Did Toby really say this?
Yes. Did Toby really say this? We could go. Did Toby really say this for 800? We've not been there.
Let's go for 800.
Let's go with the big money. All right. All I can say is we both hope you're right.
What is false?
Yes, we'll give you that. It's actually what did DJT say? All right. So here we go. You get some points and go
Toby
for it.
Really say this for 1,000?
Oh, okay. All right. I also definitely have read more words written by those AI models than written by humans.
This is definitely true.
Yes.
It's correct. Yes. What is true? And you are racking up the points. So here we go. Where you want to go next?
We're going to go to Sam Alt Delete for 200.
Ooh. Okay. ACP sounds like a Matt Damon movie, but what was it?
Ooh. What is Agentic Commerce Protocol?
Yes. Yes, that's correct. I also called that the next episode of Star Wars, but he didn't want to take my answer, I guess, you know?
You're down with ACP?
You know me. All right. So here we go. Where are we going next?
Sam Alt-Delete for 400, Jess.
400s. Okay. We once called it SEO. Today it goes by a different name.
What is GEO?
That's right. The GOs.
I need a buzzer.
You need we need Kelly to be like, you're going to do the, hand raise.
You have to do a voice. Kelly, I want to hear your best buzzer. Yeah.
I think we'll just, I'm going to go to NKOTB for 200.
Okay. Did De Minimis took the shine off this NKOTB?
Now, can I say two because it could be either? Let's just go with who is Timu?
Oh, no, sorry. Wrong. Kelly?
Who is Sheehan?
Also, no.
No?
How
did we get that wrong?
We're looking for what is TikTok Shop?
Oh, TikTok. Yes.
100
billion in GMV. Isn't that nuts, by the way?
Nuts. Yes. Yes.
By the way, everyone that shops TikTok Shop just goes to Amazon to buy anyway.
Yeah,
it's like crazy. Yeah.
Oh, actually, sorry. I'm sorry. The producers have told me there has been an error. And Kelly, you were correct. Sheehan is the answer. We had a little snafu on the board, so the wrong thing populated. You are correct, sir.
Well,
you
hopefully,
get banned now of the show.
Hopefully, Kelly will come back.
Yeah,
right or wrong.
Yeah. All right, Kelly. Here we go.
I'll go with. Did Toby really say that for what? 400? Is that one we haven't done yet?
We did the 400. So, No, you're right. Okay. So in a company growing 20 to 40% year over year, you must improve by at least that every year just to re-qualify.
False. What is false?
I'm going to go to my producer.
I think that's got to be
true. That is true. It's what is true.
In a company growing,
it seems like a kind of a Toby thing to say.
Yeah,
right? It's just like so arbitrary,
so big, and
re-qualify for what? That's the question here.
Re-qualify for your growth. You got to really you're starting at zero. Keep growing. Clock starts over. Okay, we're gonna give you back the board, Kelly, just again because I'm nice and I like you and you're like, yeah. So all right, give us another round here. This is Easy Pictures. We haven't been over there.
Easy Pictures for 600, please.
Okay, here we go.
Ooh, what is that?
What was this, guys?
This is the tariff schedule.
That's right. Yes, you're correct, Mr.
Watson. I'm wearing glasses. I can't see that.
All right.
I remember this board. So this is a list of every country on the left, as well as the current tariff. Yes, and then on the right is the new tariff.
You know what's funny? If you told me that the official schedule had the garland over the top of it, I would totally believe you.
That's because the holidays are coming, Kelly. You know?
I would totally believe it.
That's when you're feeling that the tariffs are not a gift.
Yes.
unless there's a 2K check coming. Okay, so here we go. Let's do pictures one more time. I'm just going to call it for you, Rick.
All right.
I want to see what's in the 800.
Let's do it.
Ooh.
600. Oh, we're going back. Thousands.
Oh, what is that?
These are easy pictures. This.
I'm afraid.
I don't know what this is.
I mean,
it's the Simpsons.
This is very on brand for us, but I don't know what it is.
You have to, did you see the thing at the end? It says these are high prices, retail redemption. There's David Katz theme here.
David Katz.
No.
I'm lost.
Nick, you should get this because you talk about the race to the bottom. Trying to help you out.
Oh, this is the end. Is this the,
what is the discount fairy?
Yes. What is this? Yes. What is the year of the discount? That's what we were looking for. So I'm going to give it to you. Okay. All right. I think we're going to do a closer here. We have not hung out in the M&A land. If we want to do one more on the board.
Sure.
All right.
Let's do it. This
is for all the money. whoever is going to call it 1,000. Yep.
Yes.
Let's do 1,000. You win it all. All right. Walmart bought this TV brand for $2 million. Okay.
Vizio. Yes. What is Vizio? Yes.
That's yes. What is Vizio is correct.
Good ding, job. Ding.
All right. Can we go to the tallies? Let's see what we got here, guys.
I think we know what the tally is.
Kelly.
Man, really, you take home the gold and the prize is bragging rights, and you get to come on the show again. So,
awesome. Kelly.
Look at you. No, it's wonderful, guys. Super fun. I think we have learned a lot. What was your favorite category, guys?
I have to go with what did Toby say. I'm a Toby aficionado. Studied him like you'd study somebody out of history.
So do you have
gotta go deep.
Do you have an MCP or an agent that's like talks to you? Like, tell me like you're Toby.
So translators speak. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly. What I need to do. All right. Okay. Rick, Nick, what were some of your favorite parts?
I mean, Chapter 11, the best experience you never want to go through. It's so interesting. So,
yeah. I was a big fan of Sam Alt Delete. I feel like I was racking up that category.
Yes, you were. Very well done, guys.
Yeah, we were so much better today, right? Like
we were.
It was all Kelly. Kelly really made us level up.
Yeah, I think we were speaking more of your love languages. You must have gotten a good night's sleep. You all brought your game. So, very well done. Again, Kelly, congrats on everything that's awesome. Going on. It's super exciting. And we do want to have you back. We're going to close this down old school style. We'd like to see your dance moves, Kelly. We wish everyone a wonderful Thanksgiving. Hope you guys have Black Friday dreams and Cyber Monday psychosis. It's all very successful. Really excited. And Rick, you want to close us out?
Yeah. As a reminder, we are not here next week. So, but you can obviously find a lot of our shows on podcasts. Thanksgiving and travel, everyone should listen to me more podcasts. So be sure to consume all of our content. We'll be back 2 weeks from now. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Amazing. Yes. Thank you guys. Have a great Friday. See you later.
Awesome. Oh, I like this jam. That's going to do it for this week's Watson Weekend. If you've made it this far, you're either a retail masochist or you just love the sound of our voices.
I'm going to say it's option two. Either way, we appreciate you. If you've enjoyed today's show, give us a follow, give us a like wherever you're listening. Leave us a review, preferably with 5 stars. We'll take 4.5 if you're feeling a little bit stingy. Yeah, it's okay.
And don't just lurk on the channel. Share this with a friend, colleague.
That's right. That's right. We're kind of like your little sidekick, helping you bring everybody along in your organization. You can find us on LinkedIn, your Spotify, all the places, and all the links are in the show notes too.
Big thanks to the community, our listeners, as well as the Kaplan Snacks that keep this circus running. Sponsors, you know who you are. And if you're not a sponsor yet,
I mean, what are you actually doing with your marketing budget? Give us a ring. Call us. Send an email. Rick loves when people slide into his DM. It's his favorite place.
Until next time, I'm Rick Watson.
And I'm Jessica Lisetsky. Thanks for spending part of your day with us. Now, you can feel like you can go on and do something better with your life. We'll see you next week.
Bye.